This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Teachers and other educators from around Georgia are spending 2 days at the Carter Center in Atlanta at a conference on human trafficking, sponsored by the State Department of Education. The idea is to help teachers, counselors, and others learn how to keep children from becoming human trafficking victims, especially in the child sex trade. I spoke with one school counselor who's worked with kids for years and currently helps some of the youngest students. One word of warning, the content might not be suitable for all listeners.
My name is Annette McCraw. I'm a school counselor in Clayton County Public Schools, and I'm here today because I want to learn as much as I can to go back and foster a working environment with my teachers, parents, and students to empower them to learn as much as they can about this issue because it's broad and it's happening right in our own backyards.
I was talking to Georgia's First Lady, Sandra Deal, a year or two ago. She's a former teacher. And she remembers a girl who she thinks, looking back on it, may have been a victim of trafficking. And at the time, she said she really didn't know what to look for.
I didn't help this child, and I felt really bad about it, but it was years later. It was just my ignorance.
You're a counselor. Do you even know what to look for?
Well, we're learning. We're learning, that is for sure. They talked about branding of the women or young girls with the lingo daddy and the slanting of grades. All of a sudden, they're going down and you notice something different about the child. I mean, there's a lot of indicators, but still, as educators, we're still learning. We know what about child abuse. That's prevalent. But we're learning more and more about human trafficking and the exploitation of children. We're learning. And that's the whole purpose of being here today.
Have you run into any kids that, looking back on it, you thought, gee, they may have been victims?
Maybe when I was working at Job Corps. Maybe then. I look back now and think to myself, what I know now, I had known then. Then perhaps that could have been somebody I could have saved or maybe exposed what was going on. I just didn't know. But that's the whole purpose of being involved with this whole symposium, to learn as much as we can so we can go back again and expose it.
What ages are the kids that you deal with as a counselor?
Currently, right now, I'm with 3 years old to 8. However, some people say, oh, that's young, but no. Sexual abuse is the start of some of this whole thing. And if we can identify some of the children that are being exploited now, who's to say we can't save their life later on so they don't get out there and they're not runaways and they don't get exposed to these daddies?
When you work with kids that young, though, parents are going to say, hey, why should you be talking to my kids, or why should you be checking my kids for this? They're too young to know about sex. They're too young to know about some of the horrible things that happen.
First of all, it's about empowering and educating parents. They got to know first. And no, we just don't go out and say, hey, did somebody touch your tutu? No, there's all such things as good touch, bad touch, and things like that, simple things that you can do it. But again, as educators, just keep your eyes out and open and to listen to the kids. You just don't know what you might see.
Do you find that parents as a group, when they have kids that age, that they're really either aware of this or that interested in it?
I think every parent is interested. I think there's not a parent on this earth that doesn't care about their child and doesn't want the best for the child and doesn't want to safeguard their child. Are we walking around with blinders on? Possibly, because none of us want to believe that it happens in our families, that it's happening in our backyard, that it's happening in our parishes, that it's happening in other places. We see it out there, but we sometimes feel like we live on an island that is everybody else's and not ours.
What are the biggest challenges you think that educators face in trying to watch out for kids who might be victims? They got to think of a whole bunch of things when they're dealing with kids, whether as a counselor or as a teacher. What's the hard part for them in identifying a victim?
Well, it's one of those hidden kind of things. Nobody's walking around with a sign on their head that says, hey, I'm a victim. There's subtle signs that you got to watch out for. Being the fact that a lot of people don't know the signs and don't know what to look for makes this process that's going on today that much more important. Giving us the tools to go back and share with others to let them know this is what you could look out for. This is what you could possibly be seeing. We're not the police. We're not. But we are on the front line, and we do see those children every single day. And we tend to know when something different is going on in their lives than, you know, the other average person. Can't do anything without the parents. They're key. They are key, key, key. But it's something we're working on. How about that? That's something we're working on.
Do you feel like you know where to go, even if you do identify somebody? You're in Clayton County. Is there somebody with the Clayton County Police or the Sheriff's Office that'll say, I know I can go to them and say, here's where you got a problem?
Oh, we work together totally. That we're a well community, a well-connected community. But there's hotlines out that are established that you can simply call and they can take up the piece from there.
So educators need educating.
Just the whole broad issue of trafficking. I mean, many people don't even know the different lengths or depths that it goes to. The clothes we wear, the products we buy, how it might impact child labor other places in the world. They were just talking about a survey in there that I plan on letting the teachers do that survey first to see how the common day things that they purchase and buy, how that impacts other people around the world with child labor and things of that nature, and then bring it in home to what you can do here today to possibly stop another child from going down this, being a victim of this travesty. America needs education. All of us need education. It never stops. We never stop learning.
Annette McCraw, school counselor in Clayton County. Thank you so much.
Thank you.